Well, an economist who advised the Hawke Labor government on the button car plan says the Abbott government has one last chance to make the right decision on the Australian car industry. Dr. Nicholas Gruen from Lateral Economics says the situation is so grim that politicians may now face up to the question that he says everyone has been avoiding until now. When I spoke to Dr. Gruen this morning, I asked him what advice he has for the federal government.
I would say to the federal government, they need to ask the question, are Holden's assets not good enough to sustain investment, or do they have the wrong owner? I think they have one attraction to the existing owner, but they could have at least three to an owner from China or India.
So are you saying that there is an alternative to handing money to US firms which would still keep these tens of thousands of auto skills and jobs here in Australia?
The claim I want to make is, firstly, I'm not arguing to toss more money at the industry. I'm arguing that if we are going to give the industry a lot of money, we owe it to ourselves to think about ending up with an industry that really has a chance in the global automotive division of labour. And I think if these assets had Chinese or Indian owners, those owners would have a real incentive to invest in them as strategic assets.
Why would Asian owners of these assets be better for Australia than US owners? Why can't we be linked into a global chain through the US companies?
Well, the assets give the owner a good access to an intermediate-sized market. The other value that these assets have is comprehensive design and engineering capabilities. That's something which the Americans can supply from all sorts of places. That is not the case for Chery Automotive, Great Wall, Tata from India. So that's an advantage. But I think the largest advantage is this, that what a Chinese or an Indian company can get from us is a halo car, which is a car which sits in your showroom, sells usually for about twice the price of the next model down, and is really sitting there, not so much, you're not trying to sell a whole lot of these things, they're there to condition the psychology of buyers who walk into the showroom about your brand.
Why would big automakers, though, in China and India look to Australia for this sort of halo car that you're talking about rather than simply make it themselves?
They wouldn't make it themselves because it costs them billions of dollars. This is the only way that they can do this fairly cheaply.
Would Australian governments have to keep subsidising the industry here, though, if it were to be owned by Chinese or Indian owners rather than by US owners?
I think once it got into a configuration like this and the owners looked at their Australian assets as sort of boutique assets, I would say that we wouldn't have to subsidise them. But I'm guessing, like everybody else is, and what's happening at the moment is that it's just clear that we're going to have to subsidise these companies into the future in their current configuration. And what do we get for it? We just get the same show in 5 or 10 years' time.
Why has Australia not looked at linking better into Asian markets previously?
Well, it has, and Australian politicians talk like that all the time. I've spoken to very senior politicians in Australia who think about this matter a great deal, and they're quite well disposed to these ideas, but they're pretty delicate about mentioning it to the current incumbent. Now, I think there is something in it for them because things are pretty grim.
To what extent has Australia's auto industry been disadvantaged then by its links to these US companies?
Oh, I think it has. I think that we have been disadvantaged by that. And the sad thing is that we were conditioned to think that we weren't any good at any of this stuff. So we didn't do what the Swedes did, which was to sort of build a global presence, and we were locked into the production plans, marketing plans of the Americans, and the Americans didn't have any place in the world for Holden and Falcon-sized cars.
Nicholas Gruen, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Eleanor.
That's Dr. Nicholas Gruen from Lateral Economics.